My old man, he's a pretty good joker. He's the type of guy who's always giving you the zap friendly cuff on the shoulder.
Hanging in there, old buddy?
Which I guess it's okay, because it's like his style, and he feels he's got to communicate with me because I'm a teenager, which I understand. I mean, he reads in all these weekly magazines and the Sunday papers about, like, the teenage takeover, turned on teens, the stone generation, and mod styles for the middle-aged executive, or how in 2 years 72% of the population will be under 14. And he panics. I mean, my old man panics quicker than the editors of Life. He does. And then he starts probing around, like,
About our relationship, son. Wouldn't you say we're close? Pretty close for father and son? Considering the generation gap, I mean, if we really had to, we could communicate.
That's the type of question that embarrasses me. I understand it's panic, over 30 and obsolete, but I got these problems myself. Money, the army, school, sex, and like other pressures, you know. My old man, he's pretty hip, but he has this thing about hair, long hair on men. That really dings him. Not that he's bald himself exactly. I mean, if you stand over him and look straight down on his head, you can see through to the skin, which is a little oily, but it's not real. It's what you expect in a type of man who's older. But has he ever got this block about long hair? I mean, he's hung up. I have this friend, Prescott, this guy with long hair down to here, like past his shoulder, and is he ever a brain, Prescott? He's up on Zen and all these wild Oriental philosophies.
Infinity loves you, baby.
And they keep him out of school because they say his hair distracts the other kids. There's a girl named Elsa in my class. She's got these expressive legs, you know. Her hair comes down to her knees and her miniskirts come up to her hips. And talk about distraction. Anyway, by now, old Prescott is almost this folk hero. The American Civil Liberties Union is trying to get him back into school and everything. Not that he needs them, honest. I mean, he's really a brain. He can give you a laundry list of famous people who had long hair.
Eric the Red. Vercingetorix. Oscar Wilde. Attila the Hun.
Of course, hardly any of the parents talk to Prescott because he has all these smart-ass answers, you know. Like my old man, he never says anything, but...
Hi there, Prescott. How's your dad?
And jazz like that. A couple of months ago, what happened was Prescott, with his long hair and everything, was over to the house, and we were having company, and my old man was, like, interesting himself in the young people, so he says to Prescott...
Hey, Prescott, aren't you afraid I might mistake you for a girl?
Old Prescott, he answers...
Say, fearless, I'm not afraid if you're not afraid.
I don't mean I think it's all that great a wit, but man, it takes guts to say, you know, guts. I can't see myself talking up like that in that swishy voice and everything. My own self-image of myself, that is that I'm this weakling, you know, or maybe I'm afraid of these suicidal impulses, which are very real to me. Like I'll say to my old man horsing around, hey there, ancient times beginning to thin out a little on the top there, aren't you? Dad? Sir? I'm just horsing around. I mean, you put me on all the time.
That is different.
My old man has this great legal mind.
That is different because it's physical, that's why. You must never joke about anything which is physical, like the size of people's ears or their bow legs or their thin hair, because to joke about that shows a lack of sensitivity because people can't help those things.
Yeah. I said to him, not being hostile or anything, sir, what about my acne, Dad? Sir, you're always horsing me about my acne, true? Calling me the scarlet pimple knicker and telling me to get my oil changed. What about that, huh, Dad, sir?
That is different.
Are you in line? That is different because
acne is a temporary adolescent affliction.
If you were a squire, baldness is a temporary affliction. This Mr. Shebar, my guidance counselor, you know, he once said to me...
Have you ever tried talking to your parents?
Mr. Shebar really lives in a dream world. But he's my guidance counselor, so I listen and then I take all these insights he has given me, and I wait until I think my old man is in one of these moods where he wants to communicate, and I say to him, hey, Dad, sir, How come you got such a thing about long hair? Is it like something homosexual with you, Dad, sir?
Who said I have a thing about long hair?
I should have quit right there, but you know me. Into the valley of death, I go right on. All I mean, Dad, sir, is you can't cope with long hair. Whenever you see a kid with long hair, you go freak. You do. I mean, it's all right. If you can't cope, you can't cope.
Listen, Sonny, no snot-nosed kid is going to tell me I can't cope. Did I accept the Rolling Stones? Did I accept the Beatles right up to that Christ thing? Did I?
He did, which I was going to give him, but he's raging on.
I can cope as well as the next fella. The only thing that bugs me about those long-haired jerks is their untidiness, that's all. They can wear their hair down to their arches for all I care, but let's be neat, that's all. You think that's unreasonable? I can't stand people who are not neat.
What about Herb Crenshaw? He's like your best friend, Dad, and he's like the biggest one slob I ever saw. Drew? God, talk about
it. No. That is different. Herb may be short. He may weigh 282, and maybe he's a little disorganized, but one look at Herb and you know that's all, man.
Yes, sir, but then what about Attila the Hun, Vercingetorix, Leif the Lucky?
They were fags. Fags!
Attila the Hun? Well, it's just not the type of thing we can discuss. I can see that, so what are you going to do? I said to him, Pleasant, you know, Dad, sir, we don't have to get emotional just because your whole generation is against my whole generation. Oh, man, does that ever frost him off? He can't stand the idea of his being intolerant. He's always saying,
no matter what you may think of me, son, you've got to admit I'm flexible and tolerant. True?
Which is swift with me, but I mentioned that he is, like, intolerant of long hair.
That is different. It is not long hair that I'm against, believe me, son. I'm against people who are not neat. I'm against people who don't wash. I'm against dirt. I'm against filth. I'm against the bubonic plague.
That really sets me off, so I, like, start shouting back at him. Okay, you got nothing against long hair. Okay, that's good. Yeah, because I'm going to let mine grow right down to here.
All right.
I can hear that little choked up thing in his voice.
All right, son, it's your life. You're old enough to make your own decisions. Go ahead, make up your own mind. Destroy yourself. Just don't expect me to stand in your way.
And now we're both, you know what I mean, backed into a corner.
I will never tell you to get your hair cut again. Never.
So I win. And now I'm in this bind, like, now I gotta let my hair grow, which isn't such a good idea, because like Prescott says, it makes it hard to hitch rides except from these creeps. But I'm in it, and man, I'm gonna go the whole way, hair to the hips.